and Granny then. I believe that's Irene.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's clandestine hair-bleaching job at the local beauty parlor was successful in restoring his hair to its former appearance, but it cost him his date with Miss Emmeline for the dance last night. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em'Down store fashioning a display of canned goods. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Yeah, watch out where you're walking there, Grandpap. Don't knock this display over I'm putting up.
Oh, I ain't going to knock it over.
Been stacking these cans up here half the morning trying to get them to look this right. Mind out, don't get too close to the display there.
I told you I ain't going to knock them over. What's in them cans anyway?
Doggies, can't you read? Brussels sprouts.
Huh?
Brussels sprouts. We're having a big special on them.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. Got them from the wholesale house by mistake about a year ago. Nobody never has bought none of them. I just thought I'd get them out where folks could see them.
Yeah, well, I don't believe nobody will buy no Brussels.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Better put a sign on there explaining what they are.
Yeah, this is the only thing we got enough cans of to make a display with. Oh, no. My back sure gets stiff bending over this way. Let me straighten up for a minute here.
Hey, Abner, watch out where you put your arm there.
Dad, blame it. That's our third time I've knocked over them Brussels this morning.
Yeah, or to have more sense than to lean on them that way.
Or to have my britches kicked.
Well, I'll be glad to do that for you, Abner.
No, thank you, Granddad.
Just bend over there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you can do, though. If you're so anxious to help somebody, you can help me build up this display again.
Well, I don't know, Abner. My back's kind of stiff, too. I believe I could lean over far enough to help you much.
Oh, prattle, prattle. Your back never seemed to bother you none at that dance last night. Come on now, help me here.
All right. Might injure me for life, I don't know.
Man that done that toe hopping that you was doing last night couldn't have nothing wrong with his back. I never seen such cutting up in all my life.
Yeah, I was shaking a leg, wasn't I?
You sure was. Dancing or something, you called it that.
Seems to me you was out there carrying on pretty fancy yourself. Look like a banny rooster on a hot stove.
Well, I'm a younger man you are, Grandpap.
Oh, I don't know. You don't look no younger.
Hey, Grandpap, don't keep stacking them cans upside downers that way.
I told you I weren't in no condition for this kind of work.
Well, just be careful. Might not be good for them Brussels to be upside down that way. Might explode, I don't know.
Well, how do you tell which is the top side of the Brussels?
You don't have to. Just get the printing right side up. I want this to look good for Lum, you know, when he sees it.
Oh, say, by the way, how come Lum wasn't at the dance last night? I thought he's aiming on taking Miss Emmeline over there.
Well, Lummy, didn't you hear the gossips, Grandpa?
Well, all I know is that Miss Emmeline was there with Frank Foster.
Oh, Lord, you ain't heard the half of it then.
Jiminy, I must be slipping. What is it?
Well, see, the rumor...
I never listened in on the party line on this morning.
Yeah, well, that's where you missed out. You'd have heard it if you'd had a receiver down. I stood here for 30 minutes and listened to the women folks jaw about it.
Hmm.
See, the rumors got around that Lum went over to see that Yvonne LaFrance the night before the dance.
You mean the woman that opened up that beauty parlor next to the drugstore?
That's the one. That's
why, that old rascal, Lum. Never would have thought it of him.
It will wait, though. It ain't true. Well, Lum went to the beauty parlor that night, all right, but not to see Miss France.
I suppose he went there for a beauty treatment, huh?
No, sir. For a hair bleach job in a Marcel's wave.
Huh?
He done it.
For the loamy sake. Is he touched in the head?
Why, no. He was just trying to get that black dye out of his hair. And everything would have worked out fine, too, if that Sister Simpson hadn't saw him sneaking in there.
Uh-oh. That's all I need to know.
Oh, sure. Of course, she went right back to the boarding house and told Miss Emmeline the whole thing.
Well, natural, natural. That pigeon-toed old busybody.
And then Miss Emmeline wouldn't go to the dance with Lum.
Well, why didn't Lum tell Miss Emmeline the truth about it?
Well, Well, he sort of looked at it. Well, the truth is just not as bad as a gossip. He'd die before he'd tell Miss Emmeline that he'd went to a beauty parlor and got his hair bleached and waved.
Well, yeah, I can see his point there.
I wanted to explain the whole thing to Miss Emmeline, but Mom said if I did, why, he'd whop me within an inch of my life.
Well, what's he going to do about it?
Well, use your thing. Says he's through with women folks forever now. Going up in the hills and live in a cave and harm himself,
sacrifice. He's all the same.
Hey, Grandpap, stop handing me the cans that I've done stacked up. Give me some of them off the floor. I moved this display three times, not noticing here.
Well, these are easier to reach. I better rest up anyway and have a pipe of tobacco.
Yeah, well, I believe that would help me more, too. Huh?
Yeah, where'd I put that stabbing lady pipe?
Oh, say, here's some mail for you, Abner. I picked it up at the post office on my way over here.
Oh, well, much obliged, much obliged.
Just a couple of bills, look like.
Yeah, see this in here from the wholesale house. Don't recognize this other, no.
Jimmy, that's too bad about Lum. Just when him and Miss Emmeline was getting along so good.
For the land's sake. Huh. Well, this must be a mistake.
What's the matter? Have you been drafted?
Doggies. $24.50.
What's that for?
This is Lum's bill from the beauty parlor. One hair bleach. $11.50.
For pity's sake.
One cold wave. $13.
Well, we've had three of them for nothing this winter.
That total $24.50.
Oh, that must be a mistake.
Well, there it is right there in black and ink.
Let me see that pigeon-toed thing.
Doggy, that Lum will kill me just sure as he were.
Why kill you? You never set these prices, did you?
Well, no, but see, this bleach job was my idea. I encouraged him to do it.
You mean you put him up to going over there?
I sure did. I talked him into it. I hate to admit it, but I done it.
Uh-oh, you are into it then. And you're in for it right now, too.
Well,
look who's coming yonder.
Oh, my goodness alive, it's that Lum. Here, Grandpap, quick, hide that bill somewhere.
Where'll I hide it?
Oh, any place, I don't care. Let's see, throw it in the Cracker Barrel there. Hurry up, hurry.
All right.
For goodness sakes, don't even mention this to me now, Grandpap. Don't blame it, mind out. Well, howdy, Lum, old boy. Glad to see you.
Hello.
Yeah, look at the pretty display I made out of them Brussels, Lum.
Yeah, nice.
Well, take off your hat, Lum. Sit down. Here, take that chair right there.
I ain't staying, Abner. Just back in to get some victuals to take up in the hills with me.
Oh.
Just some cheese and crackers.
Crackers? Did you say crackers, Lum?
Yeah, and some...
Lum, I don't believe you'd enjoy crackers up there. You ought to take some cake or something like that, Lum. I believe a feller sort of gets a sweet tooth up there in the hills anyway.
Oh, crackers are plenty good enough for me. Excuse me, Grandpap, I want to get over to the Cracker Barrel.
Lum, wait a minute. Look at this pretty display I made. See these Brussels sprouts here?
Yeah, I seen it. Looks nice.
Oh, my Doggies, they fell down. Well, I reckon you better help me put them back up, Mom.
Sorry, I ain't got time now, Emma. Let me get past you, Grandpap. I want to get to that barrel.
Yeah, Grandpap, let's stack the cans up again. I believe right there in front of the Cracker Barrel will be a better place for the display. Here, catch them, Grandpap. I'll throw them to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, start throwing them, Abner.
Don't watch out there, Mom.
And not so fast, Abner.
Watch out with them things. You're going to hit me right in the head.
Yeah, you better step back in, Lum.
Well, don't throw so hard, Abner.
Well, I want to get this done. Doggy, wait a minute. There's the phone. Thank goodness. You better get the phone there, Lum.
All right, I'll answer.
Doggy, that was a close shave, Adrian.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
He's going to reach in that Cracker Barrel. Show
Mom? Him. Who? Oh, Miss LaFrance.
Oh, my goodness. I changed my mind, Grandpa.
Yes,
better put the display right next to the telephone. Start calling me the cans here.
Talk a little bit louder. I can't hear
you. Come here, boy. That's
for goodness sake,
that's
right,
Grandpa.
What's up again, Miss LaFrance?
Keep on flying, Grandpa.
Just a minute, Abner. I can't hear a word she's saying.
That's good, Grandpa. Only way to get a thing done is to do it fast.
Could you stand up a little closer to the telephone?
I'm down the old pine tree.
I can't hear you, Miss LaFrance. There's too much noise in here. I'll throw you back.
Who in the world was that, Lum?
Well, who could tell with all that racket going on in here?
Oh. Was it a little noisy? Yeah, them phone calls don't amount to nothing, no way. I wouldn't even bother to call her back, by you, I don't believe.
I don't think I will. All I want to do is get my crackers and get out of here.
Yeah, Lon, now get away from that Cracker Barrel now.
Well, I got just as much right to get into that Cracker Barrel as you... What's this paper doing in here?
What paper?
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. It's a bill from Miss LaFrance.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more likely what she's calling about.
Oh, I doubt it, Mom. I doubt it.
$24.50. I reckon I better go over there and pay her right now before I leave for the hill.
Well, Long.
I'll run over there and come back by here. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, well, all right. So they land, sakes. Grandpap, did you see what I just now saw?
I'm sure you looked at that bill and never batted an eye.
No.
The outkeptest thing I ever seen.
Doggy, you got to say one thing for old Lum. No matter what happens, he always keeps calm. He don't never fly off the handlebars like a lot of fellas get mad at
right.
You, you know.
Always keeps his head. Yeah. Never loses control.
No, he's a good level-headed feller, I'll say that. There's one man. What's he coming back for?
$24.50? That bill from the beauty parlor is $24.50. This is all your fault, Abner. You was the one that talked me into going over there.
Yeah, now,
next time, you keep your advice to yourself, you little varmint.
Put down them bruises.